Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Tool World Plus.
I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
Okay, what are we talking about today, Mr. Ju?
Well, we're talking about the application photos in the encyclopedia. This came about because somebody asked the question of, does the application photos actually work? And sometimes you get some photos that are almost ridiculous, where the person is just standing there. Sometimes you get scenarios where you're doing like a twin horizontal punch, and it's like those people line up perfectly for that, right?
What about Arcan, double Arcan against a beach ball?
Is that an application photo?
I think I saw one like that.
Really?
Anyway, a flying pan coming at you.
A flying pan, yeah. So I thought we'd talk a little bit and dive into what exactly the application photos are for. And just the idea that these scenarios probably wouldn't come up. I mean, to do a torn horizontal knife hand strike, how often does that kind of come up?
It can happen.
So what are your thoughts on the application photos?
Well, I think we should look at the study of taekwondo, just like anything else, is more theoretical. Mm-hmm. And perhaps it's not actually practical, or it doesn't work out exactly like that, because when you talk about scenarios or situations, it doesn't really turn out that way. If I'm in an actual sparring competition, or if I'm in a self-defense, do I actually do a walking stance punch? It might be close, but would it be exactly? Because it's so dynamic, you might not actually be able to get into that stance. You might not be able to extend the hand all the way through. Mm-hmm. And so it's more theoretical. It's kind of what I think. I think it's like if you go and study to be a CPA, and you could get your CPA license, but probably in real life, it's not exactly how it works, like what you learned in school, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
So what can we learn from the application photos?
Well, I think that it gives you an idea of what it could be. Like, I think we saw a photo where it's, the guy was doing a crescent punch, right? And he was just standing there. It's like, just a model or something. Mm-hmm. And is that realistic? Probably not. However, I think the application photo would demonstrate what you might be trying to strike.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, because I saw one of the flat fingertip thrusts striking one of the eyes, and then it kind of shows which line, like the chest line that it should line up with on the body.
Right. And there is another application photo where it shows that he's doing a low reverse knife hand guarding block. Mm-hmm. And there's no application. It's just a low guarding block. You see the guy out in front, and it's a low guarding block.
Right.
But then it's on the flip side, it actually shows him blocking a low front snap kick, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes these techniques that are performed doesn't necessarily mean you're actually doing a technique. So it is kind of interesting in that way. When you watch, sometimes you see demonstrations of a pattern and the application, and you see someone doing a technique, but there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. So does that
really
make sense?
Do you see that?
I've seen a demonstration.
But they do a technique.
No one's there.
But they do techniques to other people. Other times?
Right. Yeah. So maybe it's like I'm just trying to think of something that maybe, you know, block, and then he steps forward and does a rising block. It's like, okay, but there was no one there. Would you do that? Yeah, you could do that, right? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's maybe you thought someone was going to be there, so you thought they were going to do a technique, and you executed a technique. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
but that. I think you do see some of the photos like that in the encyclopedia where it's just a technique and it doesn't really work out right?
Right. So what about the situations that, like I was saying, the twin horizontal punch, where it would take quite the perfect scenario to be? Is that practical, or are we mostly focusing on one hand being the punch or one hand being the strike?
Twin vertical punch?
No, twin horizontal punch.
Oh, so, oh, I'm sorry, twin horizontal punch. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, to me, that's kind of like twin outer form block, right? Where you have a primary block and you have a secondary block. We talked about this in another podcast. It's the primary block is really going to be the block where you're looking towards, like in twin outer form block. Is it possible that two people attacking at the same time with those particular technique? Maybe there's a slight chance, but I probably not is my guess. And so the twin horizontal punch, yeah, probably not. I mean that'd have to be perfectly lined up. To
That's
me, it
true.
would seem like the primary punch would be that one. It's extended, and the other one's kind of that crescent punch. Yeah, I guess maybe, but probably not, you know. I think that inner one's kind of like in a way, it's really like a in boxing a hook, right? So we're boxing, oh, he did a hook, but we actually have techniques that are like hooks, except it lines up in different parts of the body, and so we call it differently: turning punch, angle punch, crescent punch, and they all look like the hook in a way, right?
So kind of going off of that, when we do a middle punch per se, that's shoulder level, but that assumes that our opponent is not in a stance. Is that correct?
Right. So that's interesting when you see people that come from different schools or different martial art, and let's just say you're in a sitting stance and you say middle punch, and they'll punch down like it's towards the middle of their body, and yet we do it to the shoulder line.
Right, that's what I was kind of interested in, because why is it down? Is it the stance is shorter? Is it the height of opponent?
Right. So if you look at our body, again, we have to assume that our ideal partner is basically you, a reflection of you. If I'm 5 foot 8, my ideal person's 5 foot 8, same arm length, same length, leg length, and so forth, right? And so when I punch to the shoulder line, and if I'm standing straight up and my opponent's standing straight up, it actually doesn't punch to their solar plexus, more like to maybe their throat. But the reality is, most of the time, we're in some kind of stance, whether it's sitting stance, walking stance, L stance. And so when we're in that stance, and assuming we have to have some kind of reference point, they're assuming our opponent doesn't move. In other words, they're just standing where they were, and you execute the punch, and it would actually hit their solar plex because of the stance, right? So that's more just a guideline on how we define what is middle. Middle has to be shoulder. If I was hitting someone that's the same size as myself, and I want to hit their tar the center of their body, then if they don't move, they're standing straight up. When I execute that technique, it's got to be the shoulder line, vice, and same with the high punch or low punch. Now, what happens when they go into a different stance, right? Maybe they go into a sitting stance. Now we're talking about maybe again, not hitting their solar plex, but maybe hitting their throat, maybe their philtrum. And so it's only a guideline of where, how to define what is high, middle, and low, right? For us, high is eye level, middle is shoulder level, belt level is low level, right?
And so that's what the application photos are kind of illustrating.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good point. You did bring that up, where you mentioned about that crescent punch, and the guy was standing there, just kind of standing there and doing a crescent punch to the head. So, what do you think about the double arc hand in Gaebaek? What is the application photo of that? Could you find anything on that?
It looked, I don't know, like a bowl or a hat. I'm not sure which what it was. It's a
So,
grainy photo.
Yeah, so maybe it was a hat and the guy was trying to hit you with his
Right.
head. And you're trying to deflect it.
But the one in Sawmill is a flying twin side piercing kick.
Yeah, that's a, like, can you imagine? I don't know, 100, let's say 150 pounds body coming at you with a twin arc
And so you use the
to
palm or your arc hand
hit
to.
the foot to deflect it. Maybe.
That looks like you might like hurt your hand.
Well, I don't know, it's just a deflection. I
That's gonna
mean,
hurt though.
so yeah, so what is that application? See, I've actually taught that app, the way I teach that application. If you think about Gay Back, right? The heel doesn't come up, it just goes. You just maybe a little hip rotation, you rotate that hand, and you execute the technique. So, what is that? Now, I do recall watching one of the original videos. And I'm not talking about the Comdo videos, that's just the patterns itself. But there's an actual set of videos that was on VHS, and I don't think I've ever seen it on a CD or anything like that. I have to pull that out. Have to pull out the VHS.
We should try to record it.
Yes, we should.
Digitize it.
Yeah, that we should do. And one of the application was actually the arc hand came up and it's like put it on the shoulder and pushed him off to the side. I think that's what it was. But because of the way that technique moves, it seems to me like you there's an application of that ball coming at you, or that pan is more like a deflection. I kind of like it's like flinching. If I threw something at you, you might put your hand up like that. It's kind of like you want to protect yourself, you just kind of flinch up. And that's kind of the way I teach how to execute that technique.
Well, thanks for jumping into another Tool World podcast. Don't forget to be safe
Keep training.
and have a great week.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.